This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS. Great to have you here on this Wednesday. 76 now. We're getting down to just 69, so it's going to be a very warm evening. Tomorrow, some sporadic thunderstorms. High of 86, low of 67. And Friday, as we head into 4th of July, the weekend, it's going to remain hot. High of 83 and low of 67. So it is back into summer mode here in the Lansing area. Well, yesterday, former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn was here in Michigan talking about the drug pricing challenge we're facing. He himself is a medical doctor, and he's now a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he joins us now to talk about the challenges we face in healthcare. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Michael, great to be with you.
Yeah, and this, I wonder, if you were in the Senate now, would you be supporting the American Healthcare Act?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it's okay if it passes, but, you know, one of the points I made yesterday when I talked to several hundred people was that Washington isn't going to fix healthcare in America. And for us to continue to think that that will happen is illusory and just wrong.
But now, why can't Washington fix it?
Because Washington refuses to use what we use in every other part of our economy to control cost. And that's real markets. Price discovery, where you can actually know ahead of time what you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. Outcome qualifications, how good is it? Is it published beforehand before you buy? It's the only thing we buy in our country other than education that we don't know the outcome we're going to get. And we don't know the price when we go to purchase it.
So why are Republicans not supporting this concept in healthcare?
I have no idea. You know, the fact is we're starting to see it in a lot of places around the country, in spite of the mess of the Affordable Care Act. We're starting to see it creep in. And so if we would just encourage that at the federal level and just say, you know, all they have to do is pass one thing. If you're in the healthcare industry, you have to publish your prices. And you don't even have to publish your outcomes because people will figure that out pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And if you publish your prices, and I have a great example of that, Michael. I delivered over 400 babies for Amish families in Oklahoma. Every one of those fathers never went to school past 12 years of age. Every one of them bought health care at about 2/3 the rate of everybody else in our community. Mm. And that's because they came in and said, I want to buy this, but I don't want to pay your price. What's the best price you'll take?
They negotiated.
And they negotiated their prices, right. And they ended up. And the study show, the last one was Thomson Reuters, showed that $800 billion of the $2.5 trillion that we spent in 2014 didn't help anybody get well and didn't keep anybody from getting sick. Mm. So a third of the cost that we spend doesn't help anybody.
And
that's because we have no market forces.
You're listening to Tom Coburn, former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma here on WILS. How much is the healthcare insurance industry responsible for how we're dealing with this issue?
Well, they and the hospitals, the American Hospital Association is a big lobby. They don't want you to know what they're paying. The insurance company takes about of your premium, about a third of it they consume. Mm-hmm.
Are they controlling the debate in Washington right now? Then?
No. The lack of knowledge is controlling the debate in Washington. You know, the problem that I learned in 16 years in Washington, should have left sooner than I did, is all there is circular knowledge. There's not new ideas in Washington. And what we see coming about from Washington is the rehashing of old ideas and the influence of people who want to benefit for themselves.
Okay. The approach you're suggesting, would it not hurt the insurance industry as a whole, though?
Who cares?
Well, I'm just wondering in terms of what the lawmakers are considering.
Again, if the lawmakers are considering more about the insurance industry than they are the cost and outcomes of healthcare in this country, they all need to be replaced, which I agree with. But the problem is that we do not know what we're buying when we buy it. And we have a lot of people who say, well, people aren't smart enough to buy their own health care. I want to tell you, I think that's the biggest insult to the average American you ever saw. is having practiced for almost 35 years, I can tell you that most people can by far buy their health care. We don't say that when they go to buy a car or they buy their home or they do anything else. We think they're fine to buy anything but that. So it's an excuse, and we have all these middlemen between the patient and the purchase.
Right, but that's by design, right? Obviously, that's to make the additional money. I guess I wonder, Tom, how do you move into this other way of approaching medicine from where we are now?
Okay, let me give you some examples of some things that are happening right now. I think it'll give you an idea. There is a startup company called Medify. They've now sold to about 500 employers. What they do is they charge you $2.50 a month per your employee. So if you have 2,000 employees, it costs you $5,000. They can tell you every place in your geographical area, the outcome and the price for every procedure, every test, every medicine that your employees might want to buy.
Okay. Now, how are they getting around the insurance industry though to do this then?
Well, they don't. They just tell the insurance. Most of the large employers are self-insured.
I see. Okay, and so they deal directly with the doctors. You're saying at that point?
No, they deal directly. What they do is they say, Mr. Employer, if you have 500 employees, what we would recommend is you incentivize them with a $50 check to go buy their MRI where they can get it done for $400 instead of $3,000.
Okay.
Well, so again, here's the point.
But a lot of these doctors, they're tied into these networks, right? I mean, there's a whole relationship that exists. Right?
They're tied into a hospital, violating the very oath that they took to refer. They refer only to the people that work for the same hospital, not necessarily the best doctor in town. So they're violating their oath already. Mm-hmm. And so what happened with the Affordable Care Act is we eliminated the ability of the best hospitals in America at the lowest cost to expand, and that's the physician-owned hospitals. And so who did that? The American Hospital Association, because they didn't want the competition. Mm-hmm. And the insurance companies lined up around them because they didn't want to have to deal with a second set of hospitals. And I'll just give you one other example. Have your listeners go to any large metropolitan hospital or any medium-sized hospital in Lansing. And go look at the employee parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning. And what you'll see is about one-fifth of the cars that are there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then ask yourself, why does it take 500% more people to care for people during the day than it does during the night?
Well, isn't there more traffic in the hospital during the day?
Well, there's a little bit more traffic, not 500% more. Hmm. So the question is there's no good management. There's no Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma. There's no continuous process improvement in the hospital because they're fat and lazy and they're in cahoots with the insurance industry.
But it sounds like you're saying we need a revolution in the way we deal with healthcare, essentially. Is that
We need markets. We need economic freedom. Mm-hmm. Individuals will do what's in their own best interest, but they can't find the price. There's no price discovery in healthcare, and there's no quality discovery. Another example from Oklahoma, there's a hospital called Oklahoma Surgical. 30% of the patients they operate on every day are from Canada. 80% of the patients they operate are not from Oklahoma. They're from outside of Oklahoma. Why? Because all their procedures are published.
They know the price and the outcomes.
And they guarantee if you have a complication, they'll pay for the cost of your complication.
Mm-hmm.
Right beforehand. So employers are sending their employees here to be operated.
We're talking to former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn here on WILS. So what is it going to take, Tom, for this kind of massive shift to occur?
Well, first of all, I honestly don't believe we'll fix it from Washington. But what will happen is one of the untoward events of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is that people's deductibles were raised and they started paying attention to what things cost, right? Because we've been put to bed with this insurance idea. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, once you get deductibles covered, we'll cover it. So you don't care.
So suddenly we're paying for it ourselves, right? And we're like, wait a second.
Yeah,
right.
Milton Friedman got a Nobel Prize for describing the four ways people spend money. And when you think you're not spending your own money on yourself, you don't care how much money you spend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've lost the ability to market. And I promise you, if we just had market transparency in 2 years, the price of health care would be down one third.
Hmm. The American Health Care Act, if this goes through, what is it, in your view, how does it change the picture for us?
It can, well, it first of all, it moves it from not having passed the Senate to a conference committee with the House. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what you're going to get out of there. Number two, it saves $300 billion. Number three, it shows you exactly that Republicans aren't a whole lot different than Democrats when it comes to we believe in entitlements and we're not going to actually cut entitlements to actually save our kids. We're going to get reelected first. And then we're going to throw the millennials under the bus as they pay for everything that's associated with this tremendous expansion that was highly inefficient called the Affordable Care Act.
Okay. But so a lot, how much of it is a political calculation on their part? Because if you throw out the, you know, if you essentially throw it all out, then I assume many of these lawmakers would now be reelected, right?
Well, who cares? Yeah. What should be the decision-making process in Washington is what's best for the country, not what's best for my political career. And yet that's not what's happening. And that's why I'm really active in Convention of States. That's why I've just released a book called Smashing the D.C. Monopoly. The fact is we can fix it. But it's going to take us as citizens because the politicians are never going to fix it.
You said you wish you had left the U.S. Senate earlier. Why is that?
Because my efforts didn't accomplish anything to further the betterment of my grandkids and your grandkids.
Do you feel, though, by being there, you made things a little better somehow?
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Every time somebody went to spend money, I raised the question and say, where is that in the enumerated powers of the Constitution that you want to spend this money?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no question I created a consciousness in the Senate about, hey, you just can't go blow money just because you're a politician.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, we're $144 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Each of our kids that are under 32 and younger owe $1.7 million personally on the unfunded liabilities and another $1 million in debt.
Each one.
So tell us what we've done when we say, oh, we can't do that. Somebody will fall through the safety net. The safety net for 85 million millennials is blown.
Yeah. Senators like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, are they on the right side of this debate?
Well, I think it's some of them. I think Mike Lee is. I think Ron Johnson really knows a lot about this. He ought to be involved in whatever negotiation there is, and so should Ron Paul. I mean, Rand Paul.
Right.
They ought to be involved in it. The fact is they should have eliminated the Affordable Care Act, eliminated all the expansion, let markets work, and do pass one thing. We eliminate the Affordable Care Act. You must publish the prices for which you are going to charge, and an insurance company doesn't get to pay less than what the guy is that walks through the door.
Former U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, it's Tom Coburn. He's a medical doctor himself and now a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Senator, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless you. I was just up there and loved Michigan.
Yeah, it's great this time of year, indeed. Thank you again, Senator Tom Coburn here on WILS.